The Gemara Masechta Nida, Daf Mem Dalar Mabez, teaches us, Vahargoy, if somebody, Rachman al Tzlan, kills a child, even if he's one day old, Chayiv. He's Chayiv as a Mais Ritzicha. And the Gemara says, the Ksiv, Vish Kiyak called Nefesh, Odom Mais Yumas, says the Gemara, Nefesh means mikol makom. Any nefesh, no matter how young that nefesh may be. So we shoyl him, immediately make the observation that from here it seems that if somebody, Rachman Tzlan, kills an uber, a fetus, he would be potter, because it's not considered a nefesh. And so, indeed, the Gemara says, in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Zayin Mebeis, that only a ben noyach is considered a ritzeach for killing a fetus. Yisrael are not killed, are not considered roitzchim for killing an uber. Moreover, the Torah discusses in Parshas Mishpatim if somebody kills fetuses, and the Torah says that he's chayv to pay the father for his loss. If he would be considered a tzeach, he would be chayv misa, and he wouldn't be chayv mamon, because we would say kimle b'drav minei. Tosfos in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tesa Min Aleph Divrei Maskil Leka, however, indicates that even though, as we just said, a Yisrael that kills a fetus is not considered a Ritzayach, but still, it's usur for Yisrael to kill an uber, because otherwise, we would have a very interesting situation, that the halacha would be stricter by an akum than by Yisrael. That an akum for killing an uber is considered a ritzayach, but not a Yisrael. However, Tosfos in our sugya here on Daf Mem Dalam and Aleph on the bottom, the Ramasko Iemais Bereisha, indeed says that Tosfos says that there is no isser ritzicha of an uber, and the Chavos Yor in trying to reconcile the two opinions of Tosfos, says that we can have a raya that you're allowed to kill an uber. The halacha is an ishu muberes that's chayv misa. We don't wait until she has the baby. We kill her even though she's carrying the baby. Others want to explain that it's not because you're allowed to kill an uber, but rather the uber is considered part of the mother. And the uber is chayv misa as much as the mother is chayv misa. Another way of understanding the Tosfosim is that there are two isurim when you kill someone. There's an isur tzicha and an isur chavola. Normally, we obviously do not focus on this isur chavola, because this isur tzicha is obviously so much more serious. What Tosfos is telling us is, our Tosfos is telling us that there is no isur tzicha. Tosfos of Masechta Sanhedrin is teaching us, however, that there is an Issur Chavola. The Rosh is also of the opinion that there is no Issur Tzicha by an uber, and he says that halacha applies until the uber actually is born. Another raya that an uber is not considered a full-fledged human, because the Mishnah Masechta Alos, Perek Zion Mishtavov, teaches us that if the mother is in distress while she's having the child, one may kill the uber in order to save the mother. Now, there's a halacha, ein doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh. We may not sacrifice one life for another life. So why are we allowed to kill the uber to save the mother? It must be because the uber is not considered a nefesh. So we're not killing one nefesh for another nefesh. But the question is, Tysus here asked the question, that the Gemara Masechta Erchin teaches us that a woman who's about to have a baby on Shabbos and she passed away, we're allowed to carry a knife through the Shas Rabbim in order to save the child. But if the child is not considered a viable human being, so yes, for a human being, we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, but this is not a human being. So the Ramban gives a Gruvaldige answer. The halacha is that the Gemara discusses many, in Masechta Yuma, many different reasons why indeed we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save somebody who's in danger. And one of the reasons is Chalal Olav Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yishma Shabbos Ois Harbe. We're Mechal this Shabbos, but this child who will be born will be a Shem Shabbos for his long life in Mitzvah Hashem. So that applies, says the Ramban, even by an Uber. And moreover, says the Ramban, normally, throughout Shas, throughout Halacha, we know that an Uber, which is less than 40 days old, is certainly not considered a nefesh. But says the Ramban, if we're saving the child with the cheshbon of Chalel of Shabbos Achas, Kedei Sheyishma Shabbos Harbei, that cheshbon would work even by a fetus that's less than 40 days old. Others want to explain that even though, and this seems to be the opinion of the Ritva, even though, as is quite clear in our Gemara, that the Uber is not considered a full-fledged nefesh, and therefore somebody, as Tysus clearly indicates here, somebody who kills an Uber is not considered a Ritzayach, that doesn't mean that an Uber is not considered a living body. There are new madrigas. There are different categories. There's the category of a person who is fully a full-fledged human being, and that is after the Uber, after the fetus is born. But before they're born, they may not be considered a full-fledged nefesh, but they certainly are something. And since they're certainly something, we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, or all the other halachas that we do, even to save this individual who is not a full-fledged nefesh. And that's why, even when it's not, when it's a suffix, still we are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Moreover, explained the Mefarshim, as we quoted a moment ago, the Gemara Masechta Yuma, where the Gemara gives different reasons why we may be Mechal Shabbos to save a life. So, even though we quoted the reason of Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishma Shabbos Harbei, the most accepted reason is based on the pasuk of Achai Behem V'lo Shiyamos Behem. The Torah was given for people to live with the Torah, not Chas V'Sholom, die through Shmiras HaTorah. Explain the Mefarshim. So what will we say by an Uber? An Uber is not yet Chai. But according to the explanation that we just offered, even though the Uber may not be considered full-fledged Chai, a full living thing, it's somewhat living. And the din of a Chai Behem, V'loish Yomus Behem, applies even to that Uber.